Surah Maryam, verses 41 to 50.
Mention in the book, in this Quran, to the people about Ibrahim alayhi salam, and what specifically the reason for that, so that they have more insight into the concepts of Tawheed and Risala. إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا النَّبِيًّا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, كَانَ صِدِّيقًا النَّبِيًّا. Indeed, he was Siddiq. Siddiq means one who is genuine in word and deed. Meaning we all say we are Muslim and we submit to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but that is a verbal statement, and our actions, if they follow through with that, then we are genuine. So Siddiq is one who is genuine in word and deed, authentic. And Nabiya, he was a celebrated prophet, a great Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ayah 42, إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِي. And the incident which we wish to mention here is when he said to his father, يَا أَبَتِي. His father, who was a polytheist, he said to him, يَا أَبَتِي, my dear father. Not Ya Abi, Ya Abati means my dear father. It shows compassion. لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. Why do you worship that which neither hears nor sees? And these are the idols which he worshipped. لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ. And beyond that, وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. And who would not avail you in any way. They cannot do anything for you. Ya Abati, ayah 43, O my dearest father, inni qad ja'ani min al-ilm ma lam ya'tik. Indeed, such knowledge has come to me which has not reached you. And this meant that Ibrahim alayhi salam received wahi. And wahi is that knowledge wherein there is no possibility of error, and which is absolute truth. So he said to his father, I have such knowledge which has not come to you. Fattabi'ni ahdik. So listen to what I have to say. I will guide you siratan sawiya. I will guide you to a path that is perfectly straight and correct. And that is the path of monotheism, worshipping one Allah. Ayah number 44. Ya abati, la ta'budi shaytan. Dearest father, do not worship shaytan. You also maintain that worshipping shaitan is evil. So worshipping these idols is tantamount to worshipping shaitan, as he is the one who has directed human beings to do so. And complying with anyone in a way whereby one is in conflict with the command of Allah implies that one has opted to worship them instead of Allah. Therefore, do not worship shaitan. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلرَّحْمَنِ عَصِيًّا. Indeed, shaitan is exceedingly rebellious to the most merciful. كَانَ لِلرَّحْمَنِ عَصِيًّا. He is exceedingly rebellious. Ya abati, dearest father, إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يَمَسَّكَ عَذَابٌ مِّنَ الرَّحْمَنِ. I really fear that a chastisement from the most merciful may befall you, either here in this world or in the afterlife. And then, in bearing the punishment of Allah, فَتَكُونَ لِلشَّيْطَانِ وَلِيًّا. You would become a companion of shaitan. If you obey shaitan, you will have your share of the repercussions of that obedience. So who would be pleased to have such companionship with shaitan and share his fate? So listening to all of this sincere advice from Ibrahim alayhi salam, qala, his father said, أَرَاغِبٌ أَنْتَ عَنْ آلِهَتِي يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Have you become averse to my gods, O Ibrahim? And is that the reason why you are preventing me from worshipping them? So, لَإِلَّمْ تَنْتَهِ. If you do not refrain from opposing the idols, and if you do not refrain from preventing me from worshipping them, لَأَرْجُمَنَّكْ. I will surely stone you to death. وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيَّا. So desist at once, and forever refrain from deterring me from them. Ayah 47. قَالَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ. So Ibrahim alayhi salam replied, peace be to you. My advice and sincere counsel is not well received, and it is not proving to be beneficial. سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي. I will certainly seek forgiveness for you from my Lord. And what this means? I will seek forgiveness in this manner, that I would beseech him to guide you so that you would be eligible for his pardon. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِي حَفِيًّا. He is to me extremely compassionate. Whether he responds to my supplication or not, he remains extremely compassionate to me. Ayah 48, وَأَعْتَزِلُكُمْ. And now that it is pointless remaining with you and those who worship idols with you, أَعْتَزِلُكُمْ, I will disassociate and actually disconnect from you. وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, and from whatever you invoke and worship besides Allah. وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي, and I shall remain aloof, worshipping Allah without any hindrance from you. عَسَىٰ أَلَّا أَكُونَ بِدُعَاءِ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا, I am certain that I would never be wretched and forsaken by worshipping and invoking my Lord. Like those who worship idols, remain wretched and forced and forsaken. Ayah 49, فَلَمَّا اَعْتَزَلَهُمْ, so after this conversation, Ibrahim alayhi salam left and migrated to Sham. Then when he left them, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in brief, اَعْتَزَلَهُمْ, when he left them and what they worship besides Allah, وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ, we granted him Ishaq as a son in the future, and thereafter Ya'qub as a grandson. And the company of these were far better than those relatives whom he had forsaken due to their worship of idols. وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا, and each of them, Ishaq and Ya'qub, we made them prophets. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا, and by giving them special favors, we granted them from our mercy. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ عَلِيًّا, and in the generations to come, we put lofty praise for them on every tongue, so they are held in esteem and mentioned with reverence. So this is a summary of the meaning of this ruku. Inshallah, we will recite it. Ayah 41 to 50.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر في الكتاب إبراهيم إنه كان صديقا نبيا إذ قال لأبيه يا أبت لم تعبد ما لا يسمع ولا يبصر ولا يغني عنك شيئا يا أبت إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا يا أبت لا تعبد الشيطان إن الشيطان كان للرحمن عصيا يا أبت إني أخاف أن يمسك عذاب من الرحمن فتكون للشيطان وليا قال أراغب أنت عن آلهتي يا إبراهيم لئن لم تنته لأرجمنك واهجرني مليا قال سلام عليك سأستغفر لك ربي إنه كان بي حفيا وأعتزلكم وما تدعون من دون الله وأدعو ربي عسى ألا أكون بدعاء ربي رَبِّي شَقِيًّا فَلَمَّا اعْتَزَلَهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُم مِّن رَّحْمَتِنَا وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ عَلِيًّا
آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ مَوْلَانَا الْعَظِيمُ سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونستغفر